Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
9:30 here on a Thursday morning. It was 24 hours ago. Myself, Bart Winkler, Sam Schmitz, UWM, Milwaukee Panther alum. Okay. And you know I love this city. And I've got two brothers that went there, and we're interested in the Patrick Baldwin Jr. decision. And we're like, all right, it's going to be on ESPN, so we'll carry it live. Well, we can't find the decision. We can't find it on the TV. Somebody sent me a link of one of the news stations, so I pull it up quickly, and only I'm looking at it, and Sam can't see it. So I see Patrick Baldwin Jr. there with his parents, and I see him pull out a hat underneath, and he starts to pull out this white hat. And I think instantly, Duke, that'd be a blue hat. Georgetown, could they be a white hat? And he puts the hat on, and it's a Milwaukee Panthers hat. And we had never seen a Milwaukee Panthers hat ever before in our lives. But there it was on the crown of Patrick Baldwin Jr. His father, coach of the Panthers, joins us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. 24 hours ago, we were giddy about this. Great for the program. Great for your family. Great for your son. Coach, thanks for a couple of minutes. These last 24 hours, or the whole stretch leading up to this, this is something that I think for a father, for a coach, for somebody that's trying to continue to build this program, just a lot of positives in the last 24 hours, Coach.
No question about it. And you know what made this decision for Patrick to be so great is we felt like we were on the right trajectory. We got to the semifinals of our conference tournament. We know we need to take the next steps. And, you know, we had a great spring with our spring workouts. And then it culminated with this announcement on yesterday and just the total jubilation. And we know the next steps that we have to take. And he's certainly a part of it. And our guys welcome him in with open arms. He's just like a brother to them. So this is a great moment for Milwaukee Panther basketball, without a doubt.
Patrick Baldwin Jr., the highest recruit in Wisconsin ever, and since these rankings ever came out from the Rivals Network and all these different things. And while you know him as that as a coach, you also know him as your son. For dads out there that may be in the situation at some point, any tips for how to recruit your son? Is it full court press? Is it back off? Is it just gentle reminders of, hey, by the way, I'm your dad. You know, how do you recruit your son?
Get out of the way. You know, I think the great thing that's happened for me is young, when we were younger, you know, or when he was younger, I was younger too, I guess. He would always want me to, hey, Dad, can you rebound for me? Can you shoot? And then it turned into, can you work me out? And can we get to the gym? And he was always at the gym. And the other part of that, too, was I just let him be in the gym sometimes just so that he just loves it. And I think if I was always around him and on him and stuff like that, maybe he doesn't have the same love that he does right now. But there were times where I couldn't find him in the gym. He's just playing off, you know, playing around someplace else. Or, you know, there was one summer going into either his seventh or eighth grade year, I told him he could have a phone if he dunked. I thought there would never be a chance that he'd dunk in the you know, in a year. So he's probably spent a great month, you know, trying to dunk. That was all he did in the gym. So And I was just away from them and not messing with them. But that would be my advice, is just let them be kids. And in a situation like this where he has to make a decision, and I'm his coach, if you are his coach, I just stayed away. But this was his decision and not mine. This was Patrick Baldwin Jr.'s decision.
Yeah, I try to think, like, if I was in your son's shoes, you know, what would I want to do? When I went to college, I went to a school 3 hours away from where I grew up, because it's close enough I can get home when I need to, but also I'm starting to, you know, get some space. You know, I lived under the same roof with these people for so long. Do I want to do that again? When you're trying to decide this, like Duke and Georgetown and these other schools, that would be great. But also, if I could play for my dad, I think, man, that would be awesome too. So I think of, like, the decision process that he might have went through. Now, when he announced it yesterday, the college basketball world was, you know, kind of on the edge of their seat. When he announced it to you guys, did he sit at a table and put, like, five different hats down and say, "Dad, here you go"? Or how did you first find out that your son was going to come play for you?
You know, there was some inklings, and I didn't want to get my hopes up too high, because, again, it was up to him, and he could probably give you every single reason to go to a high major, or go to another program, and so I just was playing it cool. But there was a time that he kind of, you know, just, there were some times where he intimated that, "Coach, I just think I want to play for you," and that just kind of blew me away, and tears came down my eyes. But at the same time, you know, he still had three schools on his list that he wanted to look at and make his decision on. So at the press conference,
like, "Dad, I want to play for you. Can you somehow coach Duke next year, though?"
You know, I don't know if he went that far, but he said, you know, it was just a real moment. And then, yesterday, I was still, what if he changed his mind, or what if something happened? And he thought something else, and maybe I told him to clean up his room for the 10th time and he didn't, you know, what would happen? And he changed his mind from that. But it was great hearing that yesterday at the press conference, and hearing our name called, hearing Milwaukee Panthers' name, and that he wanted to play for his dad. That's something all dads in the world coach, they know how that feels.
What a great gift. Like, my kid now, I got one son, he's about to be two, and the other day he just ran over to me and gave me a hug. And it was like the greatest moment of my life. But to have your son be like, "You know, Dad, I just want to be around you more." Oh, that's got to be awesome as a dad. Forget about being coach for a second. As a dad, what joy he must have given you.
Yeah, I mean, it brings me tears thinking about that right now. You know, just that relationship that we have, and just how much he means to me. I mean, he, as much as, you know, he can say I'm a gift to him, I mean, he's a gift to me, and it's very emotional.
I was reading, I think it was the Journal Sentinel had an article, Kurt Hogg authored this one, where, you know, your son gave some quotes afterwards, and he had mentioned, we had you on after the Horizon League game where you guys had that big comeback. He had mentioned that game as something was like, these guys, look, this is a team that I would want to play for. So, yes, obviously, when you guys hit the court next year, it's going to be a full team, and your son will be a part of that. But that's got to be a tremendous boon of confidence for, it's not just you and your son that are going to be taking on the Horizon League and hopefully more. The thing that he adds to your team and what your team already has, I think, is why a lot of people are starting to be optimistic for what the Panthers can do next season.
Yeah, I think so, too. And just like I said earlier on, is, you know, we started taking those next steps, and certainly that Wright State win and coming back from there and making it to our semifinals and seeing, you know, seeing where we are. We have some good players, and we have some guys that can hold their own in this league. And, you know, we have, in my opinion, we have an all-league guy in DeAndre Golston. You know, Josh Thomas, you know, in his last 8 or 9 games, he averaged about 18 points a game. And, You know, Jordan Latham hadn't played last year, but he's as good as anybody, in my opinion. And, you know, we have some talent on this team, and he just adds to that mix. And it would be, I think they all complement each other extremely well. So that's why I'm excited, because our team will have more depth. Our, you know, different positions will have greater depth at different positions too.
I don't think it was an accident. There was a couple of tweets put out by the Panthers basketball program for season tickets shortly after this announcement yesterday. There's going to be a lot of interest. There's going to be a lot more, I think, people, just casual fans, or I think alumni, you know, coming back and watching this team again. Does that put more pressure now on you? And now how do you deal with, okay, I'm under the microscope here this season, because people are going to be watching our games more than ever.
Yeah, I don't worry about pressure. You know, Patrick's been dealing with it. I've been dealing with pressure at all. You know, this is why you coach and you want all that stuff. Yeah, I mean, you know, if you can't handle pressure, you shouldn't want to be in sports. I'm a competitor. You know, I want to go out and win every single game. And this is why I coach. This is why our kids play. And there'll be probably more eyes on us. And, you know, we just have to step up and do the things that we think we're capable of doing. And each game is, you know, takes on a life of its own that we have to be able to manage. And at the end of the day, just be 1 point better than our opponent.
One of the things we were wondering yesterday after the announcement, and I've heard as we talked to Patrick Baldwin, the coach of your Milwaukee Panthers, one of the things that has come up as a discussion out of this is, will this be like the start of, will we see this more? Will we see a highly recruited athlete play kind of like say no to the bigger blue bloods, to the bigger major schools, and play? I mean, whether it's, you know, he's playing for his dad. Yes, you're his dad. He's playing there. But maybe guys do skip on that more and play at a school closer to home. Do you think this is just kind of like a blip on the radar, or do you think that more athletes are going to really consider their options based on this decision?
Well, I think now with the way the landscape in college basketball is, I think that it can happen because of the transfer portal. You know, there's not enough Power Five schools to take every single player. So maybe that happens from that respect. But also you hope that their success that happen at the mid-major level, you know, like your Loyolas and other programs like that. And we could, you know, be in that same ballpark that with success, yeah, it could definitely start a trend. And to be honest with you, kids want to play. They don't just want to don that uniform. So whether it's high major, mid-major, low major, kids want to be on the floor and be able to talk after the game about how and what they did to help impact their team. So I think that above all, if there's an opportunity for them to win, number one, for them to play out on the floor, then a mid-major will certainly be in the conversation. And hopefully, you know, we can start that trend and win and do all those things and make it even more attractive.
Coach, great stuff. Thanks for making us a part of your extensive media tour over the last couple of days. We appreciate you popping back on here, and we will reach out to you guys down the road. But good luck on the season. Good luck on the off season. Good luck being dad and coach. Have you coached him before at any level?
Yeah, I never coached him. But,
wow.
You know, but coaching him has been a daily process.
Oh, sure.
Unofficially.
Right. No, I got you. Coach, thanks so much. And again, best of luck. We'll talk soon.
All right. Thank you very much, Bart. I appreciate it.
That's Coach Pat Baldwin with the Milwaukee Panthers. Big day for them yesterday.